again, everybody. It is time for another episode of Ranting and Raving, the show where I get to vent my spleen about the things that are currently pissing me off in the world. I am your host, Todd Starooch, and welcome to the what is probably the first coronavirus edition of Ranting and Raving. I know that on my last episode, I promised that I wasn't going to neglect this podcast anymore, and that, as Maury would say, that turned out to be a lie. My inherent laziness kicked in, and, you know, I haven't recorded an episode in a while, but here we are. As I record this, here in New Jersey, we're kind of entering our second month of lockdowns and restrictions. I am very fortunate in my line of work. I get to work from home a lot. I'm in the IT field, so I do get to work from home a lot. So we're on a work from home order. And we're still somewhat busy at my job, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I realize that I am fortunate that I'm in a good spot where I'm still gainfully employed, and I do not have to leave my house very much. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I know that millions of my fellow Americans do not fall into that category. I personally know many people who have been laid off or furloughed or are in some other kind of distress, you know, with employment or health insurance or what have you. So I feel for them and the millions of other people who are affected by this. On this episode, I don't really want to dwell as much as this show seems to focus on negativity. It's really not intended to. It's more intended to be satire, and you know, I kind of just point out some of the absurdities in everyday life and things that people do that drive me a little crazy. But we're in extraordinary circumstances right now. You know, I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she just turned 15, so she was not around for 9/11, but when 9/11 happened, I remember thinking, me and a lot of people thinking, wow, this is bad. This is the worst thing that we'll ever experience or we'll ever have to deal with. And then Superstorm Sandy came along on the East Coast and said, hold my beer. And we thought, wow, this is the worst thing that we will ever have to deal with. And it was bad. Like, I remember the images of, you know, homes just literally washed out into the ocean, and a lot of people were devastated. But it was somewhat self-contained, and I don't recall how many people lost their lives, but it wasn't a lot. And that doesn't mean to take anything away from those deaths, of course. But and then now coronavirus or COVID-19 comes along and says, whoa, 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 hold my beer. And this is far, far worse. This is unlike anything any of us have ever seen. I don't know that anyone could have been prepared for this. It literally is like watching a movie. I think for us here in America, things like disease outbreaks and pandemics are things that happen in far away, remote areas, you know, whether it's Ebola or what have you. And we somehow forgot about things like swine flu and bird flu that affected millions of people, you know, years ago. But clearly we never expected to be dealing with anything like this, where there are these restrictions in place and businesses are shut down and streets are eerily empty. It's just nuts. But as I look out my window, you would never know that anything had changed. I see, you know, yesterday I saw my neighbor mowing his lawn. Kids were riding their bikes in the street. You know, I see people walking, you know, taking a walk, you know, maintaining the social distance rules. Like here in my neighborhood, everybody at this point seems to be wearing a mask if they're outside. But other than those little things, you really wouldn't know anything was wrong. And then if you do go to the store, you see lines, they put tape on the ground to make sure that people stay 6 feet apart and things like that. And that's the kind of the first thing I want to talk about in this episode is I am just astonished at how many people are still don't seem to be taking this seriously and still seem to be flouting the rules and the guidelines that are in place. I just don't get it at this point. Even if I want to be generous and say, like back in late February, early March, this seemed to be a disease that was in far off China and it seemed to be kind of contained to Wuhan province, and you know, and then all of a sudden it jumped to Europe and jumped here to the United States very quickly. And you'd think at this point people would realize, holy shit, this is fucking serious. But here in New Jersey, on a regular basis, police are still having to break up large gatherings, whether it be a party or a wedding or what have you. And I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I say all the time that disasters, you know, bring out both the best and worst in humanity at the same time. And it highlights the fact that as a species, we can be remarkably selfless and remarkably selfish all at the same time. And it's just amazing to me. And just I feel like we're fighting two pandemics. We're fighting both a virus and we're fighting stupidity. Just some of the stuff I see posted on social media. I think at this point, I have snoozed or unfollowed half of my friends list because I just can't take the fact that everyone thinks that they are an expert in infectious disease, an expert in virology, an expert in sanitation, whatever the fuck it might be. Everyone on social media is a goddamn expert. You know who I trust? The people who wear the white lab coats and have degrees in cellular biology or chemistry or medical degrees or what have you. Those are the people that I'm going to trust to get through this. Not my ex-wife's neighbor's yoga instructor who thinks that, you know, lavender oil can cure any known disease. I just can't take it anymore. The amount of stuff that people believe really want to makes me slam my head in a door repeatedly every single day. I know that people are desperate. They're looking for an answer, but you know what? You're not fucking helping. You know, you're just not helping by sharing this nonsense. Some of the stuff I have seen, I just have to scratch my head and say, wait, come on. You can't possibly be that dumb. You can't. And I realize that this is a function of, you know, the fact that I have a couple thousand people on my friends list. A lot of them I've never met. They're just some rando that sent me a friend request because we both like horror movies or something, and I've never really interacted with them. And then all of a sudden they post something, and I'm like, okay, now I know why I've never really interacted with you, because you're as dumb as a box of rocks. You know? And I tend to give people a really long leash, but I'm just not doing it anymore. I can't have my news feed flooded with this because I know it. I shouldn't let it get to me. I really shouldn't, but I can't help it. Sometimes that stuff really affects my state of mind, and I just can't have it. And you know what? The people that I care about, you know, are the people that I care about, you know? And some rando in Indiana who, you know, thinks that standing on your head for 20 minutes a day or blowing a hair dryer down your throat will cure the virus. I don't need that person in my life. So it's bye, Felicia. But, you know, it the misinformation, but that's just kind of a symptom of social media. Those people have always been around. The fake news people, the conspiracy theory yahoos, they've always been here, but they're sitting in their basement or in a trailer somewhere on a shortwave radio, blasting their nonsense out into the ether, and there are a handful of wackadoos around the world who would pick up on it and say, yeah, bro, you're right, you know? Now, today, everybody has a voice that can instantly reach millions and millions of people, And, you know, sometimes these crazy things have kind of a hint of truth or something that sounds like it might be right. So people jump on it. And it just kills me. You know, I am not a believer that either the federal, the state, or the local government continuously has our best interest at heart. But having said that, I do not believe that every government official everywhere is some mustache-twirling villain who is just evil and is looking to hurt us. I like the mayor of my town. I like our congressional representative. They seem to be good, well-meaning people who care about their constituents. They listen. I do go to town hall meetings. I do go to town council meetings. And they seem like decent people who are just trying to do some good, you know? Politics can be very, very complicated. And I'll tell you what. I would not want to be a public official during these times. Because no matter what you do or what you say, half the population is going to hate you for it. I think by now, everyone who follows me on social media knows that I am not a fan of President Trump. I do not like him. My personal opinion is that he is a snake oil salesman and a buffoon. But that's just my own personal opinion. He's still the president of the United States, whether, you know, I like it or not. And I would not want to be him or anyone else who would be president at this time. Even people that we think would be a better leader, you know, we have no way to know how they would deal with a crisis of this magnitude. My fellow friends who were Obama supporters like I were are trying to tell me how great Obama would be at it. I think he may do a better job, but I have no way to know that, how he would respond to a crisis like this. So speculating on that doesn't matter. We have to take all the information and make some decisions. If, you know, all day long, my entire news feed is flooded with anti-Trump stuff. You know, it's just fucking endless, endless, endless. And I've said, posted about this before, like, I just can't believe that some people roll out of bed in the morning and the first thing they post at 6:22 in the morning is something negative about Trump. Like, okay, we fucking get it. Like, you know what? Just get your ass out and vote in November, you know? They tried to impeach him. They didn't convict. He's still the president, for better or for worse. Christ's sake, man, find something else to post about. And, you know, I can already hear people like whining, like, it's my page, I'll post whatever I want. And yeah, you're right, you know, and it's, you're absolute right to post whatever you want on social media. And it is my absolute right to react to it. If you're going to post something on social media in a public forum, then you should expect reactions to it. When I post something on my page, I am well aware sometimes of what I'm getting myself into or what I'm opening the door to. So just be self-aware about that. So what else? I do want to give shout-outs to everyone out there. You know what? I'm going to do that at the end of the show because I have one more thing I want to talk about. I have not picked on religion in a while, either online or I think on this podcast, for no particular reason. In the last few weeks, I've typed out several religious-themed posts on social media, whether it was on my main page or in my Ranting and Raving group. And then I just went back and deleted them because I was saying to myself, well, what's the fucking point, you know? It's just another thing where Todd is bitching about something. But some of the things I've seen, especially today as I record this, it's Palm Sunday, which is one of the bigger holidays on the Catholic calendar, leading up to Easter next weekend. And I have a lot of friends who are Catholic. Or other, you know, belong to other major and minor religions. And I get it. I totally get it that it is an important time of year for them. I was born and raised a Roman Catholic, growing up in an Italian household. Phone is beeping, so let me turn that off. You know, so I get it. I totally understand this time of year. You know, it was a big deal for us when I was growing up. I do respect people's religious culture and religious traditions, but this is where I have a problem. Even, you know, when I was growing up as a Catholic and I eventually strayed away from that and turned to atheism, is because one of the things I couldn't handle was the dichotomy of it all and how anybody can reconcile all the conflicting ideas that creep into religion. And people have been trying to explain it to me for decades, and it always descends into the same thing, and I'll tell you what I mean. So we have a virus pandemic that, as there are now, as I record this on April 5th, 2020, there are over a million COVID-19 confirmed cases around the world, and over 100,000 deaths. We've had several thousand deaths here in the United States. And I look at some of the religious themed posts online, and it's the same things that you would expect. Thoughts and prayers, people praying, you know, for sick people to get well, people praying for themselves and their loved ones to be protected from the virus, and things like that. So where my rational mind comes in is, if you believe that God creates all living things, then God created the virus. So clearly there was some reason for that, because I'm constantly being told that there's a reason for everything. So I can't help but wonder what the reason is for this, because it's not like the virus targets, you know, pedophiles or murderers or rapists. It's killing friends, family, grandmothers, babies. So, you know, it just kills indiscriminately. It infects indiscriminately. So clearly God, unleashed this virus out into the world. For what reason? And here's where, you know, the excuses come in. Well, there's no way to know what God's plan is. God works in mysterious ways. Okay, well, then what good is prayer, you know? So you're praying that you don't get it, or your family doesn't get it. Well, what happens if they do? Did you not pray hard enough? Did you say the wrong words, or what? I just don't understand what need of God, if it's He that's creating the problem in the first place. So if He's creating a problem to only then be the one to turn around and solve it, then what exactly do we even need Him for? We already have a mechanism for that. Nature creates viruses, bacteria, and other things, and humans solve them, just like we have throughout history. like I said, the people in the white lab coats are ultimately going to be the ones to develop a treatment, develop a vaccine. They're going to save us from this. But religion is going to then swoop in and once again let God, you know, take all the credit for it. And that's where where I have the problem. And I know right now people are getting angry listening to this, and they're gnashing their teeth and wringing their hands about what an asshole I am. But I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. Right now our hospitals are being flooded with very sick people who can't breathe and need to be put on ventilators. We have to bring in a hospital ship. We have to build temporary hospitals in convention centers and in Central Park. We have to take over college campuses to build temporary hospitals. I'm sorry, folks. Where is God during all of this? If praying brings you some personal sense of peace and comfort, then by all means, I am all for it, and I would never challenge anybody on that. But please stop trying to convince me that God is somehow going to save us from this, because You know, unless this is some sort of demented test to see how we react, or if this causes us to turn away from God or whatever, then I'm sorry. I just want no part of it, and I'll have none of it. I even knew growing up Roman Catholic as a kid that there was some, you know, there were some problems with all of this. And then it was only, you know, once I stopped being afraid of what my family would think is when I turned away from it completely. And I haven't looked back since. So again, if this commentary about God and religion raises your hackles, well, you know, it raises my hackles too when people throw out the old thoughts and prayers instead of saying, hey, how can I help? Or what can I do to actually help? You know what? You want to pray, that's fine, but how about you also break out your sewing machine and start making some masks or something like that? Or, you know, figure out a way to go get groceries for your elderly neighbor, or some other way where you can actually get up from your sofa and help everyone. So that concludes the ranting and raving portion of the show. So in closing, I would like to give a huge thank you to every single person everywhere who is doing something positive during this crisis. It could be healthcare workers who are putting themselves directly in harm's way by working with COVID-19 patients to try to help them get well. First responders everywhere, EMTs, firefighters, law enforcement officers, everyone everywhere putting themselves in harm's way. The grocery workers and the warehouse workers that are exhausting themselves, making sure that everyone has groceries and food and the supplies that they need to get through this. Everyone who is considered an essential employee, you are the people who are quite literally going to save the economy from completely crashing into dust. And you probably don't hear it enough, but I assure you, you are more appreciated than you know. And I personally thank you so much for everything that you've done. I got some supply deliveries, and I know that someone had to pick those from a warehouse. Someone had to put them in a box and load them on a truck, and then drive that truck to deliver them to my door. And I truly, truly appreciate that. And I hope that those activities don't cause you to get sick. I truly do. I know that I complain about a lot of things, but I am inherently an optimistic person. I do believe that we will get through this. We will come through on the other side. Unfortunately, some people are not going to make it, and that makes me sad. I know that people die every day from all sorts of other calamities, accidents, heart disease, cancer, everything. I've been beaten over the head with that. I'm well aware of it. This is just different, folks, because it's, you know, it's just something that's ultimately going to touch all of us in some way or another. And I assure you, we're going to come out of it on the other side. People are working tirelessly to figure this out, and I believe that they will be successful. But please, please, please follow the rules. I know it sucks to be home and to be isolated, but we also live in an era of miraculous technology. I video chat with my daughter in Virginia every single day. I do group chats with friends. My company has a virtual happy hour every Friday afternoon. There are ways to keep in touch. You don't have to be completely isolated. Reach out to your pal, Todd. I'm on social media. I'm not hard to find. Send me a PM. You know, we'll set up a video chat or text chain or whatever, and we will get through this. Please, everybody out there listening, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home, wash your hands. I thank you so much for listening, and I promise I am going to try to have some more content as we ride this out. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been another episode of Ranting and Raving. So during the coronavirus crisis, stay pissed.